Yeah, so I mean, one of the things in logopraxis is taking the idea as a person's faction changes in the spiritual world or in the world of spirit, so the whole landscape alters to reflect, well, correspondentially to reflect their inner state. So their outer and the inner are always being brought into alignment. And the point that's made in that idea is that as we engage with the text, so we see an actual lived example of the landscape changing as meaning alters in our reading of the text. So we read the same words, but they mean a different thing. Different insights are born through that engagement. And it's because when we engage with the text, there's a reciprocation that occurs in terms of there's a willingness to look to the Lord as the word, as the text itself, in order to enlighten us as to what our work is to be. And of course, the text, while it looks like something finite on the surface, actually in terms of the meaning that it is able to convey is infinite, because it is actually it is the Lord himself. That's how he is present with us through the truths that are shared by means of the text.